الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد In the seerah and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially at the battle of Uhud, when they went out to defend the city, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed some archers, some soldiers on a hillock, a small hill, mountain, and instructed them that not to move or not to come down, as they will be protecting. So they were like protecting from the back. And then what happened, the army of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims, with the wisdom and courage and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the leadership of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Muslim army became victorious. The Muslim army won the war and the kuffar ran away. So the battle as though ended. Finished, the Muslim, they won and they left their, the kuffar, they left their all things there as well and ran away simply. So the war was over. So now Muslims start to celebrate. They started to celebrate the winning of the war. So the war ended. Those Sahaba which were on the hill, they also joined the celebration because the war was over. The instruction was given by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but obviously it was relating to protection and it was relation to war. They didn't need protection now because the kuffar ran away and they weren't in the war. So what they came down was not that something they did deliberately or disobeyed Allah's messenger, because they thought, and simple, you see, they were very wise people in the sense that they thought it is related to war and to protection, and now there's no need for protection, there's no need for, we are not in war now, now it is celebration. So they joined the celebration. But one cavalry of the kuffar, about 200 horsemen, were hidden secretly. So they attacked from that direction, and now the Muslims, because they were celebrating, they didn't have even their shields and swords ready, they were in celebratory mode. So they actually were attacked from behind, so that was a shock. And then when the other army which ran away before of Kuffar, when they saw that another army has attacked from behind, they came back as well. So the Muslim came in between. That is when this loss was suffered, the 70, because the battle of Uhud was won. It was not lost battle. It was won battle. But that's when actually this happened. Then many Sahaba Ikram were martyred. That's when Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred. And when that's when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was wounded and he was surrounded by the kuffar. And because the Muslims were here and there, they were not on one place at that time fighting the kuffar. So the Prophet ﷺ and the Muslims suffered a loss, many losses of life and wounds and all kinds of these things. Now this incident happened. This is the one incident in Seerah of Rasulullah ﷺ, or the part of the battle of Uhud. Regarding this, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh rahmatullah alayhi gave his reflection, his light upon this incident. And he mentioned that, if you read about this from him, listen to him, it will be known that how we don't even know how to look at the seerah and look at the Sahaba Ikram, that aside taking lessons from them. He said, Sayyidina Abdul Aziz Dabbagh now say about this incident, he says, many of us blame the blessed few archers, Sahabas, who were told, who were commanded to guard a small hillock during the battle, regardless of any calamity which may fall upon them until they receive a message from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, as famously known to us, it was not to be like that, and we rather ponder on what if this were not to be happen, that what that we ponder over the and we focus on the Sahaba Ikram, that they came down and then this happened. And he said, he's saying that this is not adab, this is not the right way to look at that incident. We neglect this great lesson thinking of their error and not actually focusing that that they didn't do any actually sin or disobeyed into such extent. It was just their opinion, ijtihad. But this incident has every relation and all kinds of lessons from all dimensions for us, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one mistake he's saying we do, we are looking at Sahaba Ikram Nauzubillah negatively in a way that they came down. And when you know that each of those Sahaba were such that if all the Ummah accept the Sahaba, if all the Ummah's Iman were put on one side, still his Iman will outweigh others. So how can one look negatively in that? So that is a wrong way. So even you want to study the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba, you should learn from Awliya Allah how to study it. Not like historians, intellectuals, professors, like they actually, because they don't know, they don't have Iman. Even people who have Iman, they don't have the marifa of Sahaba Ikram. So they will see them as human beings, and but they were human beings, but they were much more than that. And Sayyidina Abdulaziz Daba said, we neglect this great lesson thinking if they came down, their error, and it has no relationship with us, but this incident has every relationship. Imagine, this was a simple instruction that was given to the Sahaba, and they have only moved from their situated area out of love, with intention of helping Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That they came closer to Rasulullah. They didn't go anywhere else. They were on a mountain. There was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they came that we will also be with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said they came with the intention of helping the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and their friends, not as some books and some people mention to take the booties or to take the actually whatever reward or the sword or anything. However, we hear what the consequence happened, what were the consequences. So firstly he says that it was not, they came to help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they came out of love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to congratulate him, to be with him actually after the war. And he mentioned, Sayyidina Abdulaziz Daba criticized those books, those ulama who actually write like this, that na'uz billah, they came to collect money. Na'uz billah, when awliya Allah's hearts are free from all kinds of money, love of dunya, you cannot become a wali if you do have love of dunya. And what to say about a sahabi who with the first glance when he looks at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of the love of everything other than Allah's Messenger goes away. So how can it say? So this means they don't have, Sayyidina Abdulaziz Daba was saying, they don't know the Sahaba Ikram, that's why. But he says the one lesson which we can draw from here, that it still had consequences. It still had consequences that they came down. Because they, Rasulullah ﷺ wanted to wait there. Until he commands them. Now what to say about the Ummah of Rasulullah now? What to say about Ummah who are deliberately disobeying outright instructions and sunnah and commands of Rasulullah and hurting Rasulullah's feeling? What will happen to them and what consequence they will? And all around you say in actually Palestine, Iraq, Syria, that these people, whatever they are doing, the kuffar, and the people are being hurt and butchered. Yes, the babies, the women, the children, the men who are being martyred, it saddens anyone. It saddens the Muslim's heart, any fair-thinking heart, that this is wrong. But what is more serious is hurting the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabaghi is saying that when you go against the sunnah, when you do not follow the sunnah and you go against the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, outrightly, the ummah is all the time hurting the feelings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the grave. So what these consequences are result of that? Ye azab, this is a kind of punishment which have come upon the ummah because of leaving Allah and His Messenger. Everyone say, I want justice for people, I want this land, I want to win in politics. But they don't stand up for actually the name of Allah and the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah, to establish his sunnah anyway. Someone is saying, I want to win election, someone says, I want to be prime minister, others are saying, I want this land. Who is saying on there that we want actually the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to prevail and his sunnah to prevail? So Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabaghi is saying that this deliberately disobeying the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and hurting the feelings, what will happen to you now then? What should happen? If Allah shown the consequences to the Sahaba, the friends of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what to say about the people, normal people? Surely they too will have to pay their price, and the price will be very severe and very lengthy. What's happening with the ummah is a result of that. So Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabaghi says, we should take lessons rather than reading it as a story of the past. We should take lessons for our everyday life rather than just reading stories and hearing stories. This is why many of us fall into the trap and take no lesson, as we think it does not apply to us. It's about the Sahaba, it's about things which happened 1400 years ago. Surely every letter of the word of the Battle of Uhud and the Seerah is applying to us today as well, and giving us advices and advice how we can live our modern lives in a peaceful, actually, manner. What to say about the Sahaba? He said that these people were such, the Sahaba Ikram gave their bodies, families, wealth, and everything they had for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even then Allah has shown this consequence. Even this happened, that they came down from that hill and such calamity befell upon Muslims. And these, who are these people who given their bodies, families, everything to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, still this is happening. To show us this is happening, to show us that if one takes the orders, the sunnah, the love and the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lightly and carelessly, then imagine what will be our state when we are going opposite to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why you see what the state of the ummah is. It's very clear. That is the reason which Sayyidina Abdulaziz Dabaghi is saying. We say we don't have technology. The Muslims have technology. They have atomic bomb. They have all these technology. Some of the top few scientists are Muslim. We say we don't have numbers. The number, they are more than billion. 1.5 billion. They have well, they have oil, everything. Only one thing they don't have is the love, and the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ is not present in majority. When that is present, then actually no one can dare look at any Muslim with actually to intend to harm or any women. And when in the Sahaba Ikram Rizwanullah time and Tabi'een and Khulafa Rashideen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala time, he said that one woman, for example, will travel from east to west, and she will not fear anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that someone is going to snatch her purse or is going to actually taunt her in any way. That was the actually barakah of the sunnah. So this is some of the reflections and lessons of Sayyidina Abdul Aziz the Bagh Maghribi on the seerah, and especially on the Battle of Uhud, and relating it to actually 2 days' time. So now, inshallah, as I mentioned last time, try to remember that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever will recite after Jum'ah, Salah, 7 times Surat Ikhlas, 7 times Surat Falaq, and 7 times Surat Nas, Allah will protect him all through the week until next Friday. He will have a kind of protection. And after Asr, recite Durood 80 times. And also now, you can recite Surat Al-Kahf in the morning or the third night which has passed, or today, anytime. Because a person who recites Surat Al-Kahf, there is a pillar of light between his heart and Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which stays there, and he keeps receiving blessing all through the week through that. It's like a pipe, it's like a wire which is connected to his heart. That person receives, who recites Suratul Kahf, which is in the 15th para, I mean, during Friday, the day of Friday. So we, inshallah, 3 dafa padenge Surat Ikhlas, Falak, and Nas. You can read 1 or 3, a few times with me, and then complete 7 times.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر ما خلق ومن شر ما خلق.
يا نبي سلام عليك، يا رسول سلام عليك، صلوات الله عليك، يا حبيب سلام عليك، يا نبي سلام عليك، يا رسول سلام عليك، صلوات الله عليك، يا حبيب سلام عليك. السلام يا شفيع المذنبين، السلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين، يا نبي سلام عليك، يا رسول سلام عليك، صلوات حبيب سلام عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. يا رب العالمين، هماري عبادات نماز اور تسبیحات رکوع سجود شمول یہ درود و سلام اور مجالس کے اپنی بارگاہ میں قبول اور فرما. یا ارحم الراحمین، ہمارا درود و سلام حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم پاک بارگاہ میں پیش فرما. پاک طفیل تمام انبیاء اور رسول علیہ السلام، اہل بیت اکرام، صحابہ اکرام رضوان اللہ اجمعین، خاص طور پر یا ارحم الراحمین سیدنا امیر حمزہ اور شہداء احد کی بارگاہ میں پیش فرما، اور ان کی برکت سے ہمیں بھی دین پر استقامت نصیب فرمایا. رب العالمین، سارے کی جائز حاجات پوری فرما، بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یہ لیاقت بھائی کے سوسل فوت ہو گئے، رحم ان کی بھی مغفرت فرما، اور بھی جتنے مسلمان آج کے دن اور رات میں دنیا سے رخصت ہو گئے مغفرت فرما. ان کی قبر کی پہلی رات آنے والی ہے، پہلا دن آنے والا ہے، ان کو یا اللہ قبر کے عذاب خوف اور دہشت سے اور عذاب سے محفوظ فرما، قبر کو سکون اطمینان اور جنت کا منظر اور جنت کا باب بنا. یا رب العالمین، سارے مسلمانوں کی مغفرت فرما، ہر پریشان حال کی پریشانی کو دور فرما، ہر مسلمان کی جان مال عزت میں گھر میں برکت نصیب فرما، سکون نصیب فرما، ساری امت محمدیہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی مدد فرما، خاص طور پر جو لوگ مظلوم ہیں، جو قتل ہو رہے ہیں، شہید ہو رہے ہیں، اپنے ان کی مغفرت بخشش فرما، جنت میں درجات بلند فرما، ہمیں بھی اپنی راہ میں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما، اپنی راہ کی موت نصیب فرما، اخلاص والی زندگی، ایمان والی موت نصیب فرما. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما. آمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله.